I say Chicago has got everything you need. Say Chicago has got everything you need. We've got a great lake and gold plated streets.
Bill, I didn't know you could sing.
That's nice of you, Wendy. I'm taking voice lessons. I'm doing my best. I appreciate that.
You got the blues in you, man.
Yeah, I do have them in me.
Musician and songwriter and educator and humanitarian Fernando Jones in the studio with us. How are you, Mr. Jones?
I am doing fantastic, Wendy, and I'm doing even more fantastic, Bill.
Thank you.
I didn't know much about you, I will be honest. And then a neighborhood mom, Michelle Demanchuk, said,
yes.
Do you know about this blues camp? And
okay.
I said, don't know anything about it. So we went to blueskids.com, and there's a little place where you can audition to get in the blues camp.
Right.
My son, Michael Mack, said to me, you know what, I'm not really into the blues. I said, well, too bad. Go and learn some things, and maybe it'll change your mind. And your Blues Kids Camp has opened a whole world to Michael Mack.
Well, that's great. That's great. And your son, we call him Blues Red. That's his nickname, in addition to what Mama calls him. And that's what it's all about, giving a kid an opportunity who may or may not know they even need an opportunity.
And that's what's so amazing about this Blues Kids Camp. It's a nonprofit, Blues Kids Foundation, a nonprofit charitable organization.
Yes.
Founded by you, Fernando
yes.
Jones.
Yes.
You're a professor at Columbia College, and you just decided to give people a chance, kids that maybe don't know much about the blues, to educate them. And lo and behold, all these kids are virtuosos now.
Yeah, well, you know, it gives them a network, and they will have an opportunity that me and my contemporaries didn't have, because by them having their own network, they will not necessarily have to depend on club owners to give them an opportunity to play, because they have each other. And the diversity of the kids that play the blues that have come through the blues camp is beyond words. One of the little guys is on Broadway, Brandon Niederauer. You know, you got Ray Gorin. This had a record produced by Eddie Kramer, who was the engineer for Jimi Hendrix. The teen queen of the blues, Savannah Cohen, is from blues camp, and she's from, I believe, Oregon. And the list just goes on and on and on and on. And the camp is free. I think that's the greatest part about it, in addition to us having world-class instructors. And I wanted to make it free because I wanted it to be a priceless experience. And I didn't want to prejudice the camp by discriminating against parents who might be wealthy. And I didn't want to discriminate against parents who may be middle class or may not have the resources if a price tag were affixed to it.
So if someone's listening right now and they have a kid who plays guitar or brass or harmonica or keyboards, and they want to find out more about this free Blues Kids Camp that happens at Columbia College downtown.
Yes.
It's the second week of July, I believe.
Right, July 11th through 15th. All they have to do is go to blueskids.com. We don't have any discipline concerns, and we have about 20 slots left for kids throughout North America. We will have student musicians that will be here from the country of Columbia, South America, the governor from Bolivar, in Colombia will be here. The mayor of Cartagena and the mayor of Mampo, Colombia, will be here as well.
Blues and really so big far. There in South America?
Well, it will be as soon as my plane lands.
How does that happen, these dignitaries from all these foreign countries?
Well, you know what? Blues has such an international cultural root hold on music. And anytime people that are musicians, they always want to go back to some sort of a root to it. Just as if you were in medicine, you know, you would probably go study in Egypt and understand medicine from that perspective in order to be competent and effective in the year 2016 here in Chicago. And so music is no exception.
You have a big gala that's going on, and it's important to mention this. It's this
yes.
Saturday, June 4th, because this is how you keep the Blues Kids
right.
Camp free.
This is how we keep the Blues Kids Camp free or priceless, in addition to our donors and our friends like the Fort Martin Fund, Micro Simi, and the Mary Barnes Donnelly Family Foundation, and so on and so forth. Our fundraiser is this Saturday, June 4th, at the Chicago Federation of Musicians Union Hall. And part of the proceeds, if you are a member of Kappa Alpha Psi, part of the proceeds will go to help support our Guidewire our Guide Right program through the Edward G. Irvin Foundation.
How old were you when you first picked up your guitar, Fernando Jones?
I picked up my first guitar when I was 4 years old, and I wanted to be like my big brother Greg Jones, who was like Prince. He played everything, and he said the magic phrase that all big brothers say, "Don't bother my stuff." And 40-something years later, here I am.
What's in a kid's mindset? You know, I guess rock makes sense and hip-hop makes sense and rap makes sense, but a kid who's going the blues direction, what's different in that kid's mind than those
other streets?
Well, you know
what? And that's a very good question that you ask. If a person is studying guitar, they play guitar-centric music. Mm-hmm. And the obvious choice in a guitar-centric person's mind is rock and roll because it's guitar heavy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're playing a brass instrument, you'll probably gravitate towards jazz or like some 70s funk. What's going through that kid's mind is, how long will it take for me to be able to play like somebody else, and who can I play with? Mm-hmm. And who will give me a chance? And that's what goes through every kid's mind. And then a part of you think that you're weird if you live in a situation where there are no other musicians that are around. And so that's what Blues Kids and the Blues Kids Foundation is all about, giving kids, you know, who are like of like mind, an opportunity to be with each other. And so this year, the blues camp at Columbia College Chicago is going to be so phenomenal because we're going to have a game truck this year. So we're going to engage the kids in every way we can, in addition to them being able to play music from roughly 8 o'clock in the morning all the way to about 2 o'clock. We're going to have a game truck that comes on Wednesday. We have an annual white party fundraiser where we wear our festive white clothes and the kids play.
Not just for white people. It's just you wear white.
There were some problems last year with that.
But
so people understand.
Come on and we'll give you a white shirt and you can be whatever you want to be.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I have a very pale-complected redheaded kid, and white people don't look good in white clothes.
You know what? Wear it anyway, and I believe in you. You know, Puffy Combs is not the only guy who can have a white party.
Right.
So we're going to have one. We're pushing blues to a whole new level and the level that it deserves. And then the kids will wrap up at the end of Blues Camp with a real nice performance at, where else, drum roll please, the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh,
so we're killing. We're killing.
It's such a good thing. And again, my son didn't know he even liked blues. Mm-hmm. And then going to this camp just opened his eyes. What was really cool, too, is people from all different ethnic backgrounds come together for one theme, and it's music. And they learn to jam. Mm-hmm. And what I like about you is you don't let... A lot of times if there's some hot dog kid who's playing all the guitar solos, you will like put them back in their place and say, you know, you gotta, I think your analogy was the blues and great musicianship is like a salad.
Exactly.
You got the lettuce.
Exactly, which is the foundation of the piece. And if you're the guitar, you don't want to have too many olives or too much salt or too much pepper in it, because that takes away from the whole piece of the salad. So of the lettuce. So the lettuce will be whatever the core of the band is. And if you're soloing, you know, maybe an olive here, maybe an olive there. If you're playing saxophone solo, you know, maybe a crouton here, a crouton
there. Anchovies on the side, Fernando, for people who don't like
them, correct? Yeah. Well, that would be like a guitar playing out of like 5 amplifiers with 62 guitar pedals. So that would overwhelm that situation.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, nobody likes anchovies.
When I think of blues music, it's late at night. I think about it, it's 11 o'clock at night, or it's midnight, or it's 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Is it harder to play blues music in the morning?
You know what? If you have a gift, you can play the blues on the moon. And that's what my job is, for you to have me here in the morning and for you to arrange for a space shuttle so I can demonstrate playing the blues on the moon.
All right,
we're going to take a quick break. Fernando Jones is his name, musician, songwriter, educator, humanitarian. If there are any parents listening right now who have musicians, and do you need to be completely virtuoso? Or can
well,
you just
no.
Be
you
starting
know what?
Out?
When we started, the idea was to have intermediate and advanced players. And then these two little guys, Carlton and Peyton, came in. They were underage. Their guitars were bigger than they were. And so we developed a component for entry-level blues kids, you know. But we don't tell anybody.
Right.
They kind of seek us
out. Sure. All right.
So go to Chicago, go to blueskids.com, and you can find a link and register your kid. All you have to do is make a video, upload it to YouTube, and you look at it and get back to them if there are some spaces open. And we'll continue talking about it next. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. We're talking to Fernando Jones, musician, songwriter, educator, professor at Columbia College. You mentioned your brother liked Prince.
Right,
you're a big
Prince
fan, too.
You know what? I wished that I could have had an opportunity to have met Prince and to play with him because he was a consummate musician, and he's the musician's musician. And I mourned probably until all the way up until about last week of his loss. And that was very, personal to me. And sometimes we have stars that we like, and when somebody else loses something, it doesn't mean anything to you. But when that happened, that hurt me as if he was my brother.
And he was so diverse in his talent. I mean,
yes.
He did blues, he did funk,
yes.
He did jazz.
Yes.
And your music, I've seen you perform. You're kind of all over the board,
yes,
too.
Yes, 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 yes. You know, I'm a blues man by DNA and genetics, but I grew up during a time where, and I started playing in 1968, so the influences came from everywhere. And I think better musicians have other influences and can adapt. And then you become not only, you go beyond just being a blues man, you go on to be a musician. And I'm a musician. I'm a blues man, but I'm a musician. And I love music, and I can pretty much play anything because, going back to that salad analogy, I know how not to get in the way. And I think that's the thing that Prince and all the people that worked with him, like Morris Hayes, who is a friend of mine, who is his music director. Morris Hayes even played with Michael Bublé. So, you know, going from Prince to Michael Bublé to, you know. But if you're a musician, you can do that.
I hate to admit I love Bublé. I didn't want to like Bublé, and mm-hmm. He is so good.
He's on top of his game, you know. And sometimes we don't like people when they're good because they remind us of how far we have to go to get to that level. But
yeah.
It's okay to like people.
Who's? I know this is an unfair question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Who's mm-hmm. the best that's ever been when it comes to blues music?
Well, I mean, that is probably a mathematical, impossible question
to
answer.
Say.
But since we're mentioning, you know, Prince does have a blues album. I don't know if it'll ever be released. And if you watch his, what do you call it, Las Vegas DVD,
yeah.
And he does a blues song with just, I think he has a Morris Hayes is playing keyboards. He has Rhonda Smith playing bass and Sheila E. playing drums.
Yeah.
Purple Rain is probably the greatest blues record in the last 25 years.
Do you
years.
Think it is? Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. That's the blues.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, the cliche answers, you could always say Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I say I like Muddy Waters when I want to love, and I like Howlin' Wolf when I want to be loved. You know, so, and hopefully somebody will say I'm in that category one day, because
mm-hmm.
that's what you want.
You know, blues sounds so different. I was a big fan of Stevie Ray Vaughan, but that was a whole different type of blues. He felt mm-hmm. it, but
yeah.
It's not the old school blues
yeah.
like Elmore James or something like that.
But you know what? I always say, if you show me a purist, I'll show you a hypocrite. And blues is supposed to evolve. And I think one of the disadvantages that blues has is that it has failed to publicly evolve. And we as musicians, especially in Chicago, we have consumed the Kool-Aid to believe that people come to Chicago and they want to hear the same songs that were written 50 years ago. And that is not true. You know, a few of my contemporaries, myself, Ronnie Baker Brooks, Taranzo Cannon, guys that go out and play the Kinge Report night after night, all original tunes, and have the crowd rocking, you know.
Yeah.
And I think you can't sell your audience short because people are intelligent and they want to hear things that are new. And there's always open season on new ideas.
So to make it, as you said, the problem is to make it publicly evolve. That's the way to fix that
problem. Oh, you
problem.
Have to. I mean, look, you know, jazz is you know, straight ahead jazz and bebop jazz and a lot of these different guys that are still playing this Coltrane-esque music.
Mm-hmm.
They, and Wynton Marsalis and those guys, mm-hmm. they are successful and have a big career because of the popularity of people like Kenny G and Ronnie Laws. And those are people who the jazz purists, they hated those guys.
Yeah.
But the fact that they had both ends of the spectrum, you know, contemporary and the old or the traditional, whatever traditional is,
yeah.
gave it a market. And that's what the blues needs. The blues needs, going back to Prince, the blues needs some young person, you know, that can dance, look good, sing perfectly, can do splits, can entertain, and also can deliver a show.
Bill's your man.
I'm here for you.
Right on, Bill.
I'm ready to take that
I
mantle.
See your heels. I see
I'm
your
ready.
High heels.
All right.
And maybe your color could be orange or something since
like
you don't want to wear white.
I will go the orange route.
Yeah, you go orange.
Tangerine Bill.
Orange. Orange, tangerine, or orange.
All right, I'm in. I like it.
All right, he's Fernando Jones.
Or sherbet.
I like that. Yep. If any parents are listening or any kids that are out of school, you got to get involved in this Blues Kids Camp. It's just something, once you taste it, you're going to want to keep tasting that. And blueskids.com. July 11th through the 15th audition. A few spaces still available.
And you will get Parent of the Year guaranteed if you send your kid to Blues Camp.
They do start loving it, and you have the Blues parents too. Which one of these days I got to do?
They have.
This.
We're probably the only camp in the United States of America that has a Blues Mama and Blues Daddy band inside of Blues Camp, and it too is free. You know, so
what does that mean? I'm not sure.
That means that if you are a parent or guardian of a kid in Blues Camp Chicago and you're up in Chicago for that week and you want to have an opportunity to be the opening act for your little star kid, you can be involved. And you also will perform at the Hard Rock Cafe at the end of the year. At the end of the cycle, you will also participate at our white party at the Glessner House Mansion on Thursday, and you will also perform Wednesday night of that week at Reggie's Rock Club. So you get a chance to be your own little rock star and your own little adult blues camp here.
I got to do it this year. Maybe in Nashville. We're going to the Nashville
camp.
Oh,
yeah. We've got a camp in that. We also have a camp in Japan, in Tokyo, Japan. So you can come to Blues Camp Tokyo, Japan. You can come to Blues Camp Nashville. And we will have a blues camp in New York City next year.
I know we don't have time, but blues in Japan, is that a big thing?
Once again,
it's getting there.
Domo when my plane arigato, lands, Mr. Blues Bato.
Yes, and it all changes. Yes. All right, I get it. All right,
and the big gala is this Saturday, June 4th. Information up at blueskids.com.
Blueskids.com. Right on the homepage, you can get tickets, and proceeds will benefit the Blues Kids Foundation. And if you're a member of Kappa Alpha Psi, it will go towards our Guide Right program by way of founder Edward Giles Irvin Foundation.
Fernando Jones, thank you so much. Rock on, or blues on, shall I say.
Right on.
Spit left, it's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.